Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah. All right. Everybody, get your heads right. It is a Friday morning. We made it this week. Went by much quicker than last week. Much quicker than last week. I don't know why last week has stuck in my craw. This week cruised, man. Here we are on a Friday. My last Friday in here for a while. Paternity leave starts next Thursday after the show. And so that means I got this show and four more. I got five shows left, Paulie. I am Woodsy. I will be taking a month off to help out my beloved wife, Hannah. And most importantly, my beloved son, Bo, who is going to need my help as his mother recovers. And I'm going to take him to school every day, get him up, get him fed. I have no idea what that entails because I really never do it. I mean, I do it on the weekends, but I don't have to take him anywhere. Sit in his PJs all day. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. A whole new dynamic in the Woods house. Keep you guys updated on that. Ben Higgins is my co-host. He will be along shortly. Paul P.T. Reindl is in the house this morning, our executive producer. Paulie, expecting big things from you while I'm gone.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Don't let me down.
I am up for the challenge.
You got to hold this thing together, man.
Ben and Paul,
yeah. I mean, you know, we talked about it yesterday. Ben and Paul will be here holding it down. Now, look, it's the pandemic, all right? So I think in other times, maybe we would have brought somebody else in to hang out. Maybe a Craig Elston or something. Who knows? You know, paid him a little bit. We can't pay anybody because we can't let anybody in the building. So that's where we're at. So Ben, you know, thank you to Ben and Paul, obviously, for taking that load. And it's going to be a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Having three people is much easier than doing the show with two. It just is. Now, Paul, you got to keep him on track because if he left to his own devices...
Oh, trust me.
He's going to turn this into a X's and O's, let's read the defense, you know, let's talk about the merits of a power forward show. And that's not what this show is.
I don't want to hear any Chargers talk.
Oh, dude, that's going to be the one.
Even if it's lamenting on the 2006 Chargers and how great that team was.
That's going to be the one I think that's going to get you because every now and then it slips out. You know,
Rivers is a loser.
I don't think he loves the Chargers at all, but I think he loves to talk about the Chargers because, again, huge part of his life. So you're really going to have to watch him. But again,
I don't know. Maybe it's a time thing. My favorite team in all of sports that I ever rooted for,
yeah,
was my beloved Seattle Supersonics. They don't exist anymore.
Right? They left.
They left.
They broke your heart.
And you know what? I don't do. I don't look back and talk about them all the time.
And you don't look to where they are now and talk about who they are and what they are. You don't care because they left Seattle. It is weird, man. And maybe it's different having covered them for, you know, TV and the whole thing. Now, look, if they were still here, we'd be hardcore into it because we love San Diego first and foremost. That's kind of our
whole
thing.
First and foremost.
And Ben, you know, obviously from here, but I'm never leaving. You know, I have a family here. I'm never leaving this town. Paulie's never leaving. This is where we are, man. This is where we want to do our show. But yeah, you're gonna have to Hawkeye that dude, man. You may have to go full presidential debate and just turn his mic off if he's in the middle of. You know, it reminds me this time, LaDainian Tomlinson, and just bam, mic off, sucker.
You know what I mean? Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, LaDainian Tomlinson and Phillip Rivers. Yeah, you just got boop.
I can do that.
Just reset it.
I have that power.
You know, it's in on this station, and this is a little bit in the weeds inside radio. There's that one break at the end. When you guys always hear the music play, that means we got 30 seconds, we got to get out. And it's hard. You have to get out or it will just cut you off. On other radio stations, you can just go to break. Here, it's a lot more automated. So you really got to watch him in those short breaks, Paulie. He's going to try to sneak one in you. And if he does it in a short break, just cut him off. But again, I don't want to tell you guys how to run your show while I'm gone. I'm not that guy. I am that guy, but I'm going to try not to be that guy. Yeah, that. When you hear that means you got 30 seconds to wrap it up. Then we'll try to be shoving in all kinds of draft talk and Tom Telesco versus AJ Smith. You guys are going to get it all.
Amazing. Wrap it up, Ben.
Wrap it up, Benny. Oh, man. I'll miss you guys, man. I am somebody that truly loves what he does. I love what I do. I realize, too, every day how lucky I am to be able to do this, man. It's so much fun. And didn't have the greatest day yesterday, I'll be honest. I was just in a weird mood, and I think, you know, we're getting a little bit panicked about the future of two kids. And I know, you know, a lot of people do it. A lot of people do it with more. Phillip Rivers, by the way, has like 14 kids. He's also a multimillionaire. I think that helps a little bit. I think it helps.
Makes life a little bit easier, I would think.
I would imagine, Paulie, that being a multimillionaire...
Easier to foot the bill for some help?
Oh, God, the help is where it's at. I mean, the help is where it's at. So we're going to have some help this go-around. So I'm not too worried about it. Obviously, I'm excited. But, man, I was so exhausted when I went home. I just got in bed. Yesterday was one of those days I did nothing. I went home, I got in bed, and I listened to podcasts. And I wanted to tell you guys about one that I found. And I think you'll dig it. If you like music, and you know music's a huge part of this show, I found a podcast yesterday called Disgraceland. You ever heard of it, Paulie?
No.
So it's awesome. It is awesome. It is essentially about musicians, famous musicians, world famous musicians. It's done by a guy named Brennan. Jake Brennan does this podcast, Disgraceland. And it essentially talks about musicians being bad, musicians getting away with murder in some cases. So I was scrolling through the list of the names, the people that he talks about, weird situations, guys like Marvin Gaye, guys like Frank Sinatra, Motley Crue, John Lennon, Tupac Shakur, Biggie, Bob Marley, the Rolling Stones. I mean, these are huge names, right? These are all stories that some of them I knew, some of them I didn't know. For example, I started the very first one, Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, and getting away with murder. And I'm like, well, you got me, man. So I listened to this entire one. It's they're not too long. This one's 33 minutes, so you can knock it out. Dude, this guy, Jerry Lee Lewis, by the way, I had no idea. He's still alive. He's still alive. I'm terrified. Really? Yes, I'm terrified he may come kill me because I tweeted last night. I'm listening to this podcast about how Jerry Lee Lewis possibly... and probably murdered his fifth wife. And I looked up. Dude is still alive.
Oh,
he's like 89 years old. No, I thought he was dead 15 years ago. He was married to this woman, Paulie, his fifth wife. He's married to his seventh wife now, by the way. But his fifth wife, after 77 days, he had this housekeeper that he'd had forever. Housekeeper walks into the guest room and sees his wife lying on top of the covers. Okay, just lying there, motionless. And he goes, she runs in, she said, Mr. Lewis, Ms. Lewis is dead. They call the cops, cops come, the EMTs come, they notice blood and skin under her fingernails. They look at Jerry Lee Lewis's hands. They're scratched up like a cat got him, but they don't have a cat. And this woman is lying in bed. Did an autopsy, a privately funded autopsy from Jerry Lee Lewis, who paid for it, and said that she overdosed on methadone. 12 times the amount of methadone that anybody should take. The night before she died, she called her mom and said, I want to leave, but he won't let me.
Oh,
right? Bro, I'm sitting there going, dude, that's Jerry Lee. And his nickname, by the way, was The Killer. They called him The Killer because he would kill on stage. It is unquestionably the greatest nickname in rock and roll history. It's better than The King. It's better than the... What's Michael Jackson's? The King of Pop. It's better than any nickname in rock and roll history. The Killer. You're so good, you kill when you go on stage.
And apparently
when you go home. So I...
Yeah, he's 85 years
85
old.
85 years old. I was riveted by this podcast. Disgraceland, it's what it's called. And I'm screwed. I'm like, it's one of like 75 episodes that I'm going to be tearing through. And, you know, I will have a little bit of time to do that. Like, I fell asleep to it last night, listening to the one about Sam Cooke, who was murdered. And, dude, it goes on and on and on and on. It's awesome. So, highly recommended, the Disgraceland podcast. So, that's what I did yesterday. I was just in that mood to listen. Didn't feel like really doing anything or really talking to anyone at all. And so, I just kind of lied in my room and listened to podcasts. So, I feel good. I feel rested today. We've got our final Bogey Brotherhood going down today for a while. It's we play golf every Friday. Me and Paulie and a couple of our dear friends, Chris and Sam and others, Luke and our boy Chill Myers.
Well, we'll still play.
Yeah, we'll still play. You guys will still play. I'm out of the Bogey Brotherhood for a while. Unless my wife, I doubt very much, next Friday is the day we're supposed to have a kid. I doubt very much she lets me play that day. Now, who knows? Maybe she'll be tired and say, go ahead. But I really would
get away from me.
I would really bet the ranch that she doesn't do that. And I bet you the ranch she won't do it the next Friday or the next Friday after that. So who knows how long I'm going to be away from my my Bogey brothers. But you know what? That's fine. I'm looking forward to meeting the new kid. It's 1 week from right now, man. 1 week left of the summer of woods of freedom.
I'm curious if you will still appreciate golf when you are allowed back out on the court.
Why wouldn't I?
Is your game going to be, are you going to keep your game up over that month?
So I have an idea, and I'm glad you asked. I have an idea. And
you're going to come out one time and be like, dude, I just shot 115.
I know.
This game's stupid. I'm out.
So I have an idea. I'm glad you brought it up because I haven't really pitched it to her yet. And I want to see what she says. And I figure if I put it out to you guys can tell me if it's reasonable or unreasonable. So every day, we'll wake up. I'll get Bo's breakfast together. I'll feed him. I will clothe him. I will brush his hair. I will load him in the car, and I will take him to preschool. I was thinking that on the way home from preschool every day, I could stop at the range and hit a small bucket of balls. It's about 50 balls. Every day before I come home, I stop at the range and hit 50 balls. Do you think that's fair? And then I'm done. And then I go home, and I'll help her with the baby and everything else. You think that's a fair thing to do? It gives me 30 minutes to myself every day, which again is important. And then the rest of the time I'm there. I'm cooking meals, I'm taking care of her, whatever she needs, the baby. I go pick up Bo from school at 4, I make dinner, all of that.
That, I mean,
that's fair. It sounds reasonable.
Sure. It's, I mean,
she
that's
is
no
not
different.
Reasonable though. Most of the time.
That's no different than you pulling off for breakfast or, you know,
yeah,
getting held up in the Starbucks drive-thru line.
That's true. I'm going, instead of going to grab breakfast, I would like to go hit 50 balls just to kind of clear my head, brace myself, get ready for the day ahead of screaming and crying and diapers and getting bossed around and yelled at and things thrown at me and all that. I think that's a fair trade. Now, again, it's not something I've pitched yet. I wanted to pitch it here and make sure that that sounds like a reasonable idea. Now, again, I'm not saying I'm going to go play 9 holes or 18. I'm just going to go to the range. Let me get out there, outdoors, the cool morning air, cup of coffee, and hit some balls.
So my wife has chimed in. I don't know if your wife has chimed in
yet.
Let's
see my phone.
My wife has chimed in.
What did she say?
She's listening. She goes, he must have a head injury.
I probably do.
You did hit your head pretty hard.
I would love to know why that's so outrageous, Megan. Hannah, I would love to know why that's so outrageous. I don't feel that that's that outrageous. Do you, Paulie?
I mean, no.
No. I mean, it's not like my wife doesn't know what she's doing with an infant at home. This is our second child.
I think you should make the agreement that check in with her, I guess.
Yeah, hey, if she needs me home, I'll be home.
Right. And it's not like, nope, sorry, I'm going to the driving
range. Right. Well, no, I'm not that way. I'm not obstinate like that. If she says, you know me, we played golf that one time. Bo was sick. I left after two holes. Three holes.
That's right.
I left. If she needs me, I'm there. She knows that. But and that's the thing. Roman just said, unless she's able to escape for 30-plus minutes, too, that's going to be a tough sell. Here's why it's not. Because here's what happens when I get home. I load that child into our new stroller, and I push that child around for at least an hour every day. I get the exercise I need, and that kid gets out of the house. And most importantly, my beloved wife gets a break. That's going to happen all the time. So don't worry about that. She's going to get her time. All right, you have to give each other breaks when you're parenting. It's a nightmare. Having a baby, especially the first one, is a nightmare because you don't know what you're doing. I could change a diaper with my eyes closed. I could make a bottle with my eyes closed.
Now, Bo in particular was tough.
He was awful. It was terrible.
Very colicky.
Colicky.
Do you feel super prepared now for baby number two?
You can't prepare for colic. You just can't. There's no preparation for it.
But, I mean, do you think, is there any chance it could be worse?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it can always be worse. Oh, I mean, it could be terrible. It could be terrible. So, those are the things that we're getting a little bit anxious about. And I think that's what led me yesterday to go home. And I told my wife, she would walk in. I would, fall asleep yesterday. And she would walk in and wake me up. I'm like, how many times are you going to wake me up today? And she's like, well, you shouldn't be sleeping all day. I go, I'm filling my rest reservoir. That didn't go over well either. I'm filling my rest reservoir because we're not going to have it. Because
that's probably the last day you'll have for a long
time. Well, this and whatever next week, Monday, Tuesday. I probably won't play golf next week at all because I'm going to go home and sleep and just mentally prepare myself for the challenge that lies ahead. I just don't see why me hitting 30 golf balls or 50 golf balls should be a big deal every day. I don't think it's being selfish. I think it's like, hey, you... Everybody needs a breather, and if she needs me, I'll be there. That's all I'm saying. That's my plan in my head, and it makes sense in my head. Doesn't mean it makes sense in anybody else's, right?
Well, we got open phones. I would love if Hannah would call in.
Me too. 833-288-0973. She doesn't know.
I think that would be a treat.
Yeah. It's always a treat to talk to my beloved wife. So again, that's the first she's heard of this bit, and we'll see. I don't expect her to.
Good luck.
I don't expect her to surprise me or anybody else, but I was very involved in the rearing of our first child. With this schedule, you don't have a choice. You get home and you get the kid. Here's the kid. Yeah, babe, I'm tired. I just worked. I just did the show. And well, I don't care. I'm exhausted. I've been up with him since 2. Okay, fair enough. It's gonna be awful, dude. I'm gonna be a dick all of the time. Just FYI. 833-288-0973. Weigh in if you'd like. Going to get it started on a Friday. We got a lot of good stuff. I love Fridays, man. We do new releases. We got the Daily Diddy. We got all the stuff. Ben reads raps. It's just Fridays are just fun. There's some sports stories that have got some real, real legs. I want to talk about Tony La Russa coming back to manage. Hello. Who is it? It's like, it's just bananas. Is that mean to make fun of an old guy?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Maybe a little bit.
Consider me mean. It doesn't make any sense to me. And by the quotes I read from him yesterday, still doesn't make any sense. Maybe made it worse. We'll talk about all that and more. Ben will be along shortly, but we do open phones next, 833-288-0973. Here's Kelly Danick with traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.